Trust Me, I'm a Junior Doctor by Max Pemberton. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
August. Monday the 4th of August. I am scared. I know I'm supposed to be a grown-up now, someone sensible who pays taxes and worries about hair loss, but I'm still scared. I feel like I'm standing at the open door of an aeroplane, about to jump, unsure if my parachute will open, and knowing that even if it does, I will spend a significant period of time hurtling towards the ground, my stomach in my mouth, wishing the whole thing were over. And the thing that's really annoying is that I have no one to blame but myself. I was the one who ticked medicine in the careers box at school. If only I'd missed and ticked media studies, I'd be well on my way to being clued up on thinking outside the box and where to get the best lattes, rather than an expert on anal warts and leprosy. T.S. Eliot was wrong. It's not April that's the cruelest month. It's August, because that's when final-year medical students up and down the country are rudely awoken to the fact that they are now doctors, and introduced to exactly what this entails. Medical school has been rather like a long holiday, punctuated by the odd sick person. I can't pretend finals were much fun, memorising whole bookshelves, devouring them like sweets, only to regurgitate them back half-remembered in a sweaty exam hall, legs twitching from the combination of Pro Plus and Triple Espresso.